Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's what I'm talking about, 202.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Carton and Roberts. Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to... Will he please do it tonight? I'm sick and tired of this now. Deep fly ball to center. It's got a shot. It's way back there. And it's not gone. And I'll tell you what, I, like many people, watching the game last night, thought for sure, 100%, based on the Fox TV camera angle, that that ball was hit farther than any ball ever hit in either Yankee Stadium. And it ticked me off that it was 3 feet in front of the damn wall. Hope you're having a great day. Great to be here with you. We got lots cooking. Evan Robertson, Craig Carton, you know the phone numbers. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today?
I couldn't agree with you more. My biggest pet peeve in baseball, and they all do it, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes has done it. SNY has done it. Last night it was Fox. Don't tease me.
Yeah.
Don't tease me like that.
And by the way, they went extra high.
Well, of course they did.
It's not even like they went a little bit. Okay, it could happen. You're trying to track the ball. They raised that camera so damn high, I thought he hit the ball to the river.
And here's
I really did.
And here's where Fox has to be fully, fully embarrassed.
It is high.
After I saw the clip, you know what I immediately did?
It is far.
I said to myself, wow, if Fox got that so wrong, yeah. I can't wait to hear John Sterling. I can't wait.
Oh, Johnny did a good job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought when I listened to John, no offense, John, yes. I thought I was going to hear, it's gone, 61. Wait a second. I thought I was going to get that. And I didn't, because John did a utterly brilliant job. Fox, on the other hand, embarrassed themselves.
Well, they didn't embarrass themselves.
Nah,
they just pissed everybody off.
It's embarrassing, bro. I'm an equal opportunity hater. When SNY teases me with a Met home run and it's not, I get pissed off. When Yes does it, I get pissed off. Fox had center stage last night and they pissed me off.
It is high. Well hit the center. That ball's got a chance. It's back.
But you know,
were
you rooting for what I was rooting for last night?
Yeah, for it to get carried over to Apple TV Plus today, yeah.
No, bottom of the ninth inning, tie game. Jose Trevino leads off an Aaron Judge. I wanted Jose Trevino in the worst way to hit a walk-off home run.
So he doesn't get the answer. Everyone's waiting. Okay, he's going to get up.
I wanted to hear Yankee fans boo a walk-off home run.
Against the Red Sox. Yeah, and here's the rub in it. And here's what I said to you yesterday, and it happened again last night. And that is exactly what you're alluding to there. Like, two nights ago, Aaron Judge has two doubles and a walk, and people are pissed, right? Now, granted, they scored 14 runs, so game was never in doubt. Last night was actually a great baseball game. It had all the drama of a late season game with some meaning on it. The Yankees, of course, clinched, you know, the postseason last night. Big whoop-de-doo. They're waiting to celebrate winning the division, as you correctly said yesterday. But what's weird about it is that, yeah, like, the Yankees won a walk-off win against the Boston Red Sox in mid-September, and people were not happy.
Well, the Judge thing takes attention away from everything. Like, were we going to mention that Aroldis Chapman can't throw a strike today? Probably not.
Probably not.
Are we going to mention that Clark Schmidt came in and promptly gave up a lead? Probably not. Like, everything else is a backstory.
And
it's all about Aaron Judge.
And part of it is that it was so close. Like, you know, three walks, a strikeout. If he hits a ground ball to shortstop, where everyone's disappointed that they didn't get to witness history, but we got teased.
Yep.
We got teased because off the bat, that ball's gone.
And also, Craig, for him to hit 61 as a walk-off would feel stupid. It would feel like those cheesy Disney movies that don't even make any sense, and he came very close to doing it.
Now, are you aware there's as always, with anything that's good in life, there's always got to be somebody to, like, break it down, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the world we live in now. Like, no one, like, no, not nobody. We can't live in a world where everyone can just be happy for people,
right?
There's always got to be a faction of people that look to be critical no matter what's going on. Hey, it's my birthday. You're closer to death. You know what I mean? It's like there's always something like that going on. I had a long conversation last night with a person that's been involved in the game of baseball for 50 years. And that person said to me, Craig, I want to ask you a trivia question. I go, I'm your Huckleberry, no problem. And the trivia question was, how many home runs did Roger Maris hit in 1961? And I'm like, come on, like, you know, I may not have known that yesterday, but I clearly know it today.
I think you knew it yesterday.
Yeah, of course I did. I mean, they named the movie after it, for crying out loud.
Right.
And every New Yorker grows up knowing that, right?
Is this a trick question?
So I said, okay, I'll play the game with you. 61. And the answer was, well, officially, yeah, 61. But what you didn't know, I assume, I didn't know it, maybe you did know it actually, is that Roger Maris hit a 62nd home run.
Mm-hmm.
But the game got rained out in like the third or fourth inning. And back then,
right.
You didn't get credit for any of the stats. It didn't carry over. They didn't finish the game.
Right.
So the home run never counted.
Right.
But in reality, Roger Maris hit 62 home runs.
In an extra game, though. How fair is that?
Well, that was the whole rub with
Babe Ruth.
Because
you make up
right.
the game, though. No, right. But that's it. Wouldn't that be a 163rd game?
No, they didn't make it up.
Oh, they never made it up?
No. So The point was, he hit a home run that today would have still counted.
Yeah.
And didn't count back
that
then.
Sucks, no.
Right?
I think I remember hearing that, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something in our lexicon as baseball fans to think, oh, he got screwed out of a home run. I remember Mark McGwire in his chase of 98 had a home run call back because they called fan interference.
Okay.
So,
well, that's the least. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, within the normal course of a game, like something.
So what
crazy
does that
up,
mean?
Right?
That average, is this a Yes's way of trying to figure out a way where they're going to get the record breaking home
well,
run?
I know
61 doesn't count.
Yeah. Yes is very upset that they don't get the game. Oopsie doopsie. So sorry, you're not going to get the game. You know. And now there's all these other reports out there about broadcasting the game and who gets to do the game. Let me be very clear about it. And I don't know why this is so confusing or hard for a lot of really smart people to understand. When Apple TV Plus wrote the check to Major League Baseball, as you correctly identified yesterday, not directly to the Yankees, but to MLB to broadcast X number of games this year, and of course, not knowing that the judge thing was going to be happening. Yeah, they wanted a premier game in September. Yankees Red Sox on paper in March is going to be a premier game in September. So we understand why This is one of the games Apple TV Plus wanted. Apple TV Plus just won the lucky lottery.
Yeah, damn right they did.
And the notion and the hubris of some to think that, oh, the YES Network called and they're offering A, B, C, and D, whatever the actual offer is, who knows, we could probably figure it out. And that there's a surprise that Apple didn't bend over backwards and say, oh my God, you're willing to do that for us?
Right.
You're willing to allow us to take our broadcast and put it on the YES Network? Apple TV Plus wrote a really big effing check. And well, yeah, a lot of us feel like it's putting us out to have to download another app and put it on the TV. At the end of the day, as you've said a million times, it's not that hard to do it.
And it's free.
We just don't want to do it.
Right.
And that's the reality. I don't want to do it, but I know how to do it, okay? This is what they wrote the check for.
Of course.
And if you put the broadcast, regardless of who the announcers are, on YES, how does that benefit Apple TV?
It doesn't.
Period. Stop.
Every single person, see, to me, there are two issues. One that affects our listening audience, one that's different. The one that affects our listening audience is download the app that's free and watch the game, and you're going to because you care about Aaron Judge hitting his 61st or 62nd home run. The national angle that I understand more is there are people that are casual about it. They're like, yeah, I'm kind of an Aaron Judge, sort of.
Right.
And that's where MLB probably, not YES Network, MLB as the faux pas of, should we allow live cut-ins? Should we make our game more accessible, not to Big Mac who's going to watch anyway,
right,
not to most of our audience who's going to watch anyway, but to the casual fan in Nebraska. But for us here in New York, let's face it, it's free. Yes, it may be a pain in the ass, but if you want to see Aaron Judge hit a home run, you really don't have to do anything that nuts to see it.
You got to download an app and put it on your TV. Again, I recognize I've always been on the people's side on this. It is a pain in the ass for a lot of people. but it's not hard to do.
No.
It's just a matter of whether or not you want to do it and how important is it to you.
And here's the difference.
To see it live.
Here's the difference. On Friday nights when the Yankees had their Friday Night Amazon game, you needed it, correct me if I'm wrong, to pay for that service. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you didn't have Amazon Prime, you needed to get Amazon Prime. As of right now, and I'm sure things will change next year or the year after, there is no service one needs to buy. This doesn't cost you any money. All you've got to do is sign up and you can watch it. And if Major League Baseball is doing a bad job of getting the word out there on how to watch the game, that's on them. They need to do a better job of explaining to the audiences around New York and the world, hey, if you want to see Aaron Judge hit a home run, it doesn't cost you any money. This is what you need to do it.
Yeah, so listen, the game's going to be played tonight. It's going to be on Apple TV+, Plus, and a lot of you are going to download it, no matter what you might say. Contrary to that, I'm going to do it because it's potential history in the making. I don't want to wait for somebody on Twitter to post it for me to see it. I'd like to be able to see it live if I can. Right now, the only rub for me tonight, selfishly, and a lot of people are in this spot on Friday, is that I don't know if you can record it and then watch it from jump.
So I'm glad you brought that up. I have had issues trying to do that in the past.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't watched the Friday Night Baseball game on Apple TV in a few weeks, so I can't tell you that it's not different now. But in the past this season, because I'm a big DVR guy.
Right.
I am. That's how I watch it. I've had issues doing it.
And
Amazon Prime, I've had no issues doing it. Apple TV Plus, I have.
Yeah,
and that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, because like for me, this is just selfish. I got a Friday night football game I'm going to.
Right.
I don't miss my kid's game. He's not even playing tonight, but we're going to support the team, right? So I'm going to get home well after the Yankee game has started. In the event that I find out, and I'm not like you, I will know if he hit the home run.
I'm sure you will.
I'd like to go watch it.
Right.
I'd like to kind of get the feel of it, other than, you know, a clip that I can hear on the radio or, you know, get on Twitter at some point moments after he does it. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to. That's one thing they've done a bad job, Apple has, in making us aware of, like, what kind of, you know, buttons do we have?
Right.
Can we pause it? Can we go to the bathroom?
And look, I know that last night with Amazon Prime with the football game, I loved it. First of all, I found out about the Next Gen Stats channel. I kind of liked it.
I'm sure you did.
I kind of liked it. But you could pause it. You can start from the beginning. It was very user-friendly last night.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you found another another access to geekiness to get you through a very tough week, right?
Thank you.
Listen, we have a lot of football to get to later today as well. We're gonna move the Giants a little bit because they play Monday night. So the focus football-wise is not going to be very much on the Giants today, as you understand, because that'll be all day Monday, getting ready for Monday Night Football, Giants-Cowboys. But you do have the winless Cincinnati Bengals against our 1-1 New York Jets, so we got a lot of that. And again, all the focus in the world right now is on whether or not Aaron Judge does it. I always wonder, too, like, does the Maris family, does the Judge family, because they were both there again last
night. They were, yeah.
At what point do they say, yeah, just call me when it happens?
Never.
Like, do they go to every game now the rest of the season?
Here's where things get tricky. No.
I'm sure they have jobs.
Well, first of all, once Aaron passes Roger Maris, the Maris family's not going to every game. I mean, well, they don't need to see 63, 64, 65. What gets tricky is Toronto. Does anyone really want to cross the border?
Right.
Does anyone really want to go to Canada?
Now they have relaxed their COVID rules.
Not yet.
I thought they did.
September 30th it goes into effect.
Oh, they announced it. I apologize. They announced it, but it hasn't gone into effect yet. Anyway, enough of COVID, right? Strange times we're living in, man. And then, of course, I was listening to Tiki and Tierney today, and apparently Harold Reynolds yesterday put out an irresponsible report. And he did it in a manner that's kind of weak, if you ask me. It's soft cheese, in which, you know, MLB went to the live cutting, which they are not doing tonight, which you and I also broadcasted to the audience yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour. But for some reason, you know, people think Andrew Marchand broke that story today. We announced it yesterday in between 5 and 6 o'clock because I reached out to the commissioner to find out whether or not they're going to be live look-ins. But for some reason, once again, you know, reporters don't like to give credit where credit is due. Shame on them. In any event, Harold Reynolds, during a live cutting, nonchalantly says, oh, yeah, Aaron Judge was almost traded to the Angels before the season started. What?
He said done deal.
Done deal. Now, the guy that he's with, and I apologize, I don't know the other announcer there, says, excuse me? like was incredulous.
No, he went more than excuse me. He went, what?
Yeah. And Harold Reynolds goes on and on about how, yeah, like a friend of mine told me that the deal was done. And if I'm the Yankees, you know, they you blow a gasket. Matter of fact, they put out a press release today when they heard Tiki and Tierney talking about it. And the Angels confirmed. I don't know what Harold Reynolds is talking about. There was never a deal. So Evan and I did a little investigating. Here's what you and I, more you than me, came up with. 2021, so not this year at all, a year ago, Buster Olney had a report that the Yankees and Angels were talking about the potential of, would you trade Aaron Judge? And if so, what would you want?
Right.
It never went beyond talks as far as we know. Buster Olney had that report. Nobody refuted it.
And by the way, that the tone of that, because I slightly remember even talking about that on the air, was very different because Aaron Judge was coming off a season in which he was injured.
Right.
Like, the view of Aaron Judge has obviously evolved. He had the great rookie season, but then health was the major issue in his career. The last 2 years he's been healthy. This year he's hit over 60 home runs. But that was a story from spring training 21.
Right.
Which in baseball terms is like a million years ago.
Well, maybe Harold Reynolds has been napping since then. And he woke up and he remembered a story from 2 years ago. I don't know. But here's what's irresponsible about it. You know, Aaron Judge is the biggest story in all of baseball. And he's going to be a free agent after this year, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. But when he was challenged on it, and they said, well, who's he going to be traded for? Harold Reynolds goes, I have no idea. Well, how do you know that this is happening? He goes, because I was told from like a friend that it was a done deal. And then he said, somewhat flippantly, maybe I'm wrong. I'm sorry. You can't do that. You can't say, I've been told that this was going to happen, and then go, maybe I'm wrong, and have no other information. And if I'm the Yankees, and I'm going to about to embark upon a very interesting offseason where I'm going to try to keep Aaron Judge here, and I've made every representation, Aaron, that this offseason we will get a deal done, hopefully, fingers crossed. And then someone comes out on the official network of Major League Baseball and says, oh, by the way, they tried to trade you 6 months ago. That is a problem for them in negotiating.
Well, it's also really, really different. A report from spring training 21 saying the Yankees and Angels may have talked about Aaron Judge is far different than it was a done deal in spring training 22. It's very, very different. What I would like, though, what I would love if I'm a Yankee fan, is how the Yankees released the statement. I would love that.
Yes.
Because it shows me the anger they had when they saw a report that was probably not true, and it shows me their passion for keeping Aaron Judge.
I agree.
So I'd like that if I'm a Yankee fan.
If I'm a Yankee fan and I find out the Yankees blew a gasket and put out a press release and got the Angels to even participate in the press release, that is a very good sign for those of you, which is the majority of you, that want Aaron Judge back. And I think Harold Reynolds has to now respond and say, listen, you know, you have to walk us through something. Or else, as much as I like Harold Reynolds, and he's a very good personality on TV, he's in a bad spot
well,
and he put himself there.
He also made it seem like, yeah, this is an old rumor.
He's like, everybody knows that.
No. Everybody doesn't know that the Yankees and Angels apparently had a done deal
because
in spring training.
Didn't.
Of course they didn't. So he was repeating something that was clearly different and portrayed it in some kind of extremely different light because you'd agree with me. Talking about a trade in spring of 21 is far different than a done deal in spring of 22.
100% right. It's irresponsible, too. Now, Harold's got the right to say I stand by it. I was told from people I trust in either organization. That hasn't happened yet that I'm aware of. There's also no retraction yet either. So, unfortunately, that becomes a side story now. And I know it scared the bejesus out of a lot of Yankee fans. Because it felt like, well, if they were going to trade him before the year.
No.
They're not committed to signing him after the year.
I disagree with that. Because doesn't this year change some things? The guy's played every game, essentially.
Yeah.
He's hit over 60 home runs.
Yep.
He's the most runaway MVP I've ever seen in my life. All right? I don't know if I've seen in my 33 years of understanding baseball. Figure when I was six, I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever seen a more runaway MVP. someone who is as valuable to their baseball team, calm down, Ohtani lovers, than Aaron Judge. So it's fair to say, hey, maybe this season changes a little bit because it's going to change what they pay him. We know that.
Yep. Or whoever pays him. That's exactly right. All right, listen, we got lots to do. If you were at the game last night, watching the game last night, I'd love to just get your first person take on when the ball left the bat in the ninth. Because of all the dramatic ways to get to 61, a game winner
that,
at Yankee Stadium
that would have been,
against the Red Sox.
That would have been Jeter-like. Because Jeter always had a knack for that. That would have been very Jeter-like. And it's very important I say something very, very quickly. It's only going to take 8 seconds. I'm not going to bog down the show with this.
That.
But I just, you're not wrong. He's not wrong. I just want to say thank you. Thank you to the Philadelphia Phillies, because we are Mets fans for Phillies.
That's it. One nothing win yesterday and a couple atrocious ball strike calls by the home plate umpire.